Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday the 19th of March. I hope you're well. Coming up:
if you're not at the table, you are probably on the menu. Ukraine is on the menu.
Attacks on energy sites in Ukraine and Russia after a 30-day ceasefire agreed, and the astronauts are finally home. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, both Ukraine and Russia have reported overnight attacks on their infrastructure. It comes just hours after Vladimir Putin agreed to take part in a 30-day ceasefire following a lengthy phone conversation with Donald Trump, including halting attacks on Ukrainian energy plants. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's prepared to back any plan that ends fighting with Russia, but says Kyiv must be part of the discussions.
We will support any proposals that lead to a sustainable, just peace. But for this, we must understand what's at stake. There are two sides in this war, Russia and Ukraine. Trying to negotiate without Ukraine, in my view, will not be productive.
Israel's Prime Minister has warned that there will be no let-up in the attacks against Hamas in Gaza. More than 400 people are thought to have been killed in the attacks on Monday night, with a large number of victims said to be women and children. Benjamin Netanyahu says this is only the beginning of a more intensive campaign.
So I want to assure all our friends around the world, Israel will fight and Israel will win. We will bring our people home and we will destroy Hamas. We will not relent until we achieve all these vital goals. And we will not rest until we give our country a future of peace, prosperity, and hope.
The country has been warned it must invest now to help prepare for extreme weather events. The warning from the Climate Change Advisory Council comes as it publishes a review which examines Ireland's changing climate, projected future changes, and the critical need to adapt. News Talk's Alan Cantwell has more.
This report calls for a national climate damage register to be established to monitor and record the economic, social and environmental impacts of extreme weather events. To support the changes required, the council said that government must ensure that the funding and necessary supports are in place, underpinned by appropriate legislation to sustain and improve the national climate observing system. It warned that Ireland must be much better prepared for the next major weather event, with improved monitoring of climate events. Peter Thorne of the CCAC's Adaptation Committee said, if we don't put the structures and resources in place, we will increasingly expose the people and communities to the destructive effects of extreme weather events, magnifying future costs and risks to society.
A 54-year-old Irishman has died after being hit by a car in Thailand on St. Patrick's Day. It happened in the town of Khaolak, close to the Sangsawan Palace Resort. The Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed it is aware of the case and is providing consular assistance. Two astronauts stuck in space for more than 9 months are back on Earth after splashing down off the coast of Florida just before 10 o'clock Irish time last night. The two left Earth in June 2024 for an 8-day test of the Boeing Starliner capsule. However, it suffered technical issues, so NASA decided to keep them on the International Space Station while the Starliner returned to Earth empty. Last night, they finally got home.
And splashdown. Crew 9 back on Earth.
And SpaceX Freedom, splashdown. Good main release.
Copy, splashdown. We see main chutes cut. Nick, Alex, Butch, Sunny, on behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
Government ministers will hear today about updates to policing since the Dublin riots. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan will brief the Cabinet on a review carried out by the policing authority in the wake of the disturbances in November 2023. The review covered areas including training, resourcing and equipment. The minister will tell colleagues how the Garda Public Order Unit now has 1,500 personnel and 500 more in Dublin since the day of the riots. The levels of nitrogen in the country's rivers dropped last year. However, figures from the EPA found levels are too high in the southeastern half of the country. 20 major rivers have shown a decline. However, intensive farming in the southeast is causing levels to remain high in the region. Director of the Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Evidence and Assessment, Dr. Emer Cotter, says agriculture is the primary source of nitrogen in rivers. However, significant action within the sector is leading to improved water quality.
Largely, the main source of nitrogen is from the agricultural sector, and that we've seen a lot of activity and focus on water quality in the agricultural sector over the last number of years. So it's good to see this early indication now of nitrogen levels coming down as a result of that activity, which now must continue into the future. We have to must sustain that momentum into the future.
Roundabouts are the most common location for narrowly avoiding crashes. Collision Support Service AA Accident Assist says they feature in 20% of the near-miss scenarios from last year. The incidents largely involve people saying someone had almost run into the back of them or they nearly drove into the vehicle in front. Car parks and junctions completed the top three most common places for near misses. In entertainment news, golf pro Rory McIlroy is joining Adam Sandler as part of the cast of Happy Gilmore 2, the sequel to the 1990s comedy. The original movie was about failed hockey player Happy trying to make the PGA Tour and earn a cash prize for his grandmother. The sequel airs on Netflix in July. And in sport, in racing, Cheltenham Gold Cup winner I Know The Way You're Thinking might run in Ireland this season. Trainer Gavin Cromwell ruled him out of the Grand National yesterday. The seven-year-old denied Gallopin Deschamps an historic hat-trick at Presby Park last week. Cromwell says we may see him on home soil soon.
Yeah, so look, he's not definite to go to Punchestown either, but it is still a possibility, and you know that's a few weeks away yet, and we'll take our time in making a decision on that.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.